Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 33. This is December 14th, 2010, just before the Christmas holidays and the new year. And therefore, the topic of today's podcast is how to keep your New Year's resolutions guaranteed. Did you keep your New Year's resolutions last year? What about the year before? If you're like most people, you worked on them through the middle of January, and by early February, you'd forgotten you had ever made them. Or perhaps after several years of failing, you stopped making New Year's resolutions at all. Why don't we do the things that we say we're going to do? Things we really want to do? Things that truly would benefit our lives? The answer is simple. Our behavior is not the result of our desires or even our commitments. It's the result of our beliefs and conditioning. And if there's a conflict between our beliefs, conditioning, and our commitments, desires, the beliefs conditioning usually will win. Let me give you a few examples. I'm going to stop procrastinating. A few years ago, I had a friend named Johnny, whose problem was that he procrastinated a lot of the time. He almost always left work projects go until the last minute. As a result, he was anxious much of the time, and sometimes he would turn projects in late, which resulted in an upset boss. At some point, he decided he must change, so he made a New Year's resolution to stop procrastinating the next year. Because he really was committed, he did everything he could to ensure his success. He prioritized his activities, assuming that it would help him focus on the most important projects. He made a schedule that helped him allot time during the month for work on the projects. He put up reminders in prominent places. He created rewards to give himself when he finished a project, a special dinner or a new item of clothing. He asked his friends to support him. And yet, despite this detailed strategy for keeping his resolution, by early February he called to tell me the problem was as bad as ever. I put on my Lefko Method facilitator hat and asked Johnny what thoughts he had when he was just about to do what he knew he should do at work, just before he put it off and did something else instead. He gave me the following list. What I do might not be good enough. People might judge my work badly. I feel uncomfortable when I think about doing the project. Can you see that these thoughts and feelings were keeping him from acting? That most people with these thoughts and feelings probably would procrastinate, especially with important projects? After a short discussion, we found a number of beliefs that were causing the thoughts and feelings, including these three. I'm not good enough. What makes me good enough is having others think well of me. And mistakes and failure are bad. These beliefs and several others led to the thoughts and feelings that caused Johnny's procrastination. After I helped him get rid of the beliefs, the procrastination stopped totally. If you resolve to stop procrastination, eliminate all the relevant beliefs, and your New Year's resolution will finally manifest. I'm going to find a great relationship this year. Here's another story that will explain why it can be so difficult to stick with our New Year's resolutions. Years ago, I had a friend, Jennifer, who really wanted a great romantic relationship. In fact, it was all she could talk about. But she either went months at a time without any relationship at all, or she would get into disastrous relationships that didn't last more than a couple of months, and then ended with a lot of upset. One year she made a New Year's resolution to create a great guy in the coming year. She made a list of all the qualities she wanted, visualized what he looked like, and imagined spending time with him as he did all the things she imagined this great guy would do. But as February came and went, she too asked if I would put on my professional hat and help her. We quickly identified the following beliefs, among others. I'm not good enough. I'm not lovable. I'm not deserving. Men can't be trusted. Men are jerks. Relationships don't work. I'll never get what I want. What were the chances of a nurturing, long-term romantic relationship with beliefs like these? Slim to nil. So I helped her eliminate these and a few other beliefs and conditionings. By June, she was in the relationship of her dreams, and by the end of the year, she was married. I'm going to lose weight. With about 70% of American adults obese or overweight, the resolution to lose weight is probably a common one. Unfortunately, the reason people have a difficult time losing weight is the same reason they overeat and gain the weight in the first place. As I explain in detail in my ebook, The Secret to Ending Overeating for Good, which you can find at emotionaleatingreport.com. Overeating, in other words, eating when you aren't hungry, is caused both by conditioning and beliefs. And most people's weight problem is the result of overeating. In other words, if you only ate when you were truly hungry and not for emotional reasons, and if you ate healthy food with a modicum of exercise, you'd not gain weight. Overeaters have conditioned eating as the drug of choice whenever certain triggers occur, such as being lonely, bored, anxious, feeling unlovable, depressed, stressed, or rejected. Many overeaters also have beliefs like, if I don't eat the food in front of me now, there won't be any later. If I can't eat bad foods, I'm missing out. And the way to keep food from running my life, like it did my mom's, is to eat whenever I want. What are the possibilities of keeping your resolution to gain weight if you have conditionings and beliefs like these? Again, not too good. On the other hand, if you get rid of all the relevant beliefs and conditionings, your overeating will stop naturally and automatically, and losing weight will be relatively easily. 2011 is the year you can achieve all your resolutions. As you make your list of what you resolve to do in 2011, take a look and see if you have any beliefs or conditionings that might be barriers to achieving any of your goals. If so, get rid of them. And then notice that, perhaps for the first time, you keep your New Year's resolutions and you achieve all that you want. Happy holidays. May you continue to dissolve the barriers to your creation's happiness and well-being, and may you continue to experience yourself as the creator you actually are, with nothing missing and anything possible. Let's have 2011, the year you make all your dreams come true. Please go to my blog on MortyLefko.com and share your thoughts and questions on keeping your New Year's resolutions this year. And remember, if you haven't eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process yet, please go to recreateyourlife.com, where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And to purchase a DVD program that I guarantee to help you significantly improve your confidence and also eliminate the major day-to-day problems that most people face, please check out recreateyourlife.com/naturalconfidence. Have a great holiday, have a great new year, and I'll talk to you next week with podcast number 34. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to recreateyourlifefree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate.